Okay, we're going to start a new parak, chapter 4, page Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph, in Masechta Demai. Halakhah Parasim Mishan and Emor Lamaisus. Peshach Lahasun. So you go ahead and you're a chaver, you buy Paris from an Amoritz, you're supposed to take Maisus, and then you forgot. Forgot to do it. So what if you forgot? So do it now, you remember.
It's like a different time, is that we refer to someone who doesn't take off Maisus with different names.
Right. It's generic names. That's a good observation. Okay, so you're buying, again, as people have just joined, we're just started the fourth parak. A person buys Paris from someone who's not Neman on Maestras, and you forgot to take the Maestras, so go ahead and take it now. What's the Shiloh?
Shabbos.
Teretz is a Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take Maestras, because why? Tikkun Moneh. It's not really money. It's not a kli. It's you know, for eichel. You see, there's a tikkun money in a sense. Yeah. So it says shalai. You'll ask him. Was this a meiser? Did you take meisers from this? After all, most are meiser, are taking meiser. It's just the miyot that aren't taking meiser. So when he says he took meiser, you believe him. Why do you believe him? We're going to see two reasons in the Gemara.
So,
right, piv, and then you can eat it on Shabbos based on his testimony. Chashecha, now comes Maitzi Shabbos. Shomei has sung the Sher Hamalas, the requisite Sher Hamalas Nigin. And then Maitzi Shabbos, Lo Yechalat She'aser. Now, even though you were mutter to eat it on Shabbos, it reverts back to its regular weekday programming, and you cannot eat it anymore. So this is an Eichel, which was Aser, became mutter, and now reverts back to being osir.
Because you needed it to eat? Because you needed to eat this because there was nothing else to eat?
You're asking excellent questions, all of which are dealt with in the Gemara we're about to read. Very good. Loi matzoi. Let's suppose he couldn't find him, right? He couldn't find the seller. So he doesn't know what he doesn't have anybody to ask. And someone else told him. So I guess someone else had the inside information on whether this Amoritz took Maestras. And he said, yeah, happened to know this guy, Pliny, he took the Maestras. He can eat based on his word also. Again, Hashem would say Shabbos, and then it gets dark. Then, of course, the same din. So it's not just the Am Haaretz himself that's Neman, but even another Am Haaretz is also Neman to say the same testimony. Okay? Next. This is a very simple Mishnah. Trumas Meiser Shodmai Shechazalim Koimer. Now, I go ahead and I buy some Paris from an Am Haaretz. It has a look like Demai. I have to take off Trumas. Well, not really. I don't have to take off Trumas. I have to take off Meisers. And from the Meisers, I have to take off Trumas Meiser. So I did all that. I did everything I was supposed to. Good boy. But then, not a good boy, I got messy, and it fell back into the Paris. The Trumas Meiser fell back into the Paris, and now it's all mixed up. So what are you going to do, right? So it says here, Reb Shimon HaShazuri Yomer, Apachol Shoyal Levilach Apiv. Here we have a Kula, that since it was going to Aser, since the Taruvus is going to Aser the whole Kulin, so the Chachamim, the Chazal, or Mekel, you could ask him, was this Gemeiser or not? So, obviously, when the Amoritz hears that there's Trumas Meiser involved in the Tarumas, the same way he was machmir to take Truma to begin with, because he's worried about Truma, he's also concerned about someone eating Trumas Meiser, and he would never lie about that. So, but yeah, we will believe him. Yeah, because on Shabbos you were able to ask him about anything, even before it got mixed up. Here we're talking about Hefsa Merubo. Even without Hefsa Merubo, you could do it on Shabbos. Yeah. Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Sukta Gemara, the colleagues in the study hall, quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Nenei Kvayt Shabbos Hitiru. So now we're going to have two reasons why they believe the Am Haaretz. One is because of Kavod Shabbos. In other words, I need food for Shabbos. Well, what kind of Shabbos is it without my being able to eat some fruit? or whatever this food was. So they were matirat, as covered Shabbos. So the Gemara says, they covered Shabbos, lomali l'shola. What do I have to ask him for? Just say, we'll be matirat demai, whenever there's a conflict, you know, this is the rabbanon of demai, we'll be matirat b'makom covered Shabbos. What do you have to ask, anything? So the Gemara says, ayidei ilah. You need a pretext. You have to have something to hang your hat on, right? That you're not just gonna just be macho the whole isser. You need a testimony, okay? Anything in the footnote here? 11. The rabbis did not want to make it obvious. They were waiving the demai prohibition entirely for the honor of Shabbos, so they required the amaris testifying. Okay. Some explain there's a certain benefit from questioning amaris, although he can't be relied on to testify that the produce is tithed. Nevertheless, if he answers that it was not tithed, remember, that's an alternative answer. He could say, no, this was tevel. Then you surely believed. So that helps you from eating forbidden food. So in other words, there's also, besides the heter, there's also a clarification that could come out of it to prevent you from eating tevel.
That would really be cup Shabbos.
Right, that's right. Okay, Ali de Ilah. Rabibi Rishen Rab Kanino. So he said the following. Another reason. In other words, that was Rab Yerkanon's reason. Rab Kanino's reason is what? Amos Shabbos Olav. This is the famous reason that a lot of people know, that there's a certain fear of Shabbos. Shabbos comes. I'm afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. I may lie during the week, but on Shabbos, I'm not going to tell a lie. Right? So who Omer Emes, he's going to say the truth. And so there's a certain, it's interesting to think about what the psychology is, how that all works. We'll do that for another time. Vim Emes Shabbos Alav, the Gemara asks a very simple question. So B'dotaninon Chashechem Mitzvah Shabbos Lo Yechal Ad Sheyaser. If the reason why you believe him on Shabbos is because he tells the truth, so then why is it only effective for the Shabbos day and not Mitzvah Shabbos? Why do I lose the Heter Mitzvah Shabbos? It's a logical question. So the Gemara says, why? And they echad she'ein emas Shabbos alav. There's always one amaretz that spoils it for everybody. So there's, you know, most amaretz and multaka have emas Shabbos. But there is an occasional amaretz who does not have emas Shabbos. So therefore, the Chacham would not rely on it completely all the way into the weekday.
Shabbos alone for the Chacham doesn't work.
Covered the first reason of Rabbi Yekanon, you mean?
It won't work.
That's going to be the machlokas, right? Is it because of Emes Shabbos? Is it because of covered Shabbos?
Is Emes Shabbos like a reality that someone that everyone feels, or is it because they're Amiga Aretz, something special about Shabbos?
Only if you want to say that only an Amiga Aretz has Emes Shabbos,
I'm asking.
I really would find that hard to believe. Do we feel Emes Shabbos? Do we feel any Emes Shabbos?
No, meaning.
You mean we do feel it?
I'm asking, is that something that's part of the Bria, or is that meaning?
Let me ask somebody else.
We find all the time that you have people who are not that everyone here, myself included.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But people don't know things, so they're more machmir because they don't
right.
really know. Like, oh, you're not allowed to do this, and really you can. Is this something that Ami Ha'aretz kind of like, it was like one of these things that like you're not allowed to get buried in a cemetery with a tattoo type of thing? Or like, is this like something real? Okay. People think you're not allowed to be buried in a cemetery if you have a tattoo. It's made up. Yeah, sure. It's like a real thing.
As
conservative reform, they think it's like
Yarabal. They're true about it. Yeah. Zvi, you always have something creative to add to the conversation. What do you think? What do you think about this Amos Shabbos? You think there's something to it, or is it just fiction?
I don't know. I mean, you're afraid. You're more machmer on Shabbos. There's a lot more.
Let me be more specific. Why is Shabbos going to prevent you from saying a lie? What is it about Shabbos?
I mean, yeah, because the whole atmosphere of Shabbos is more kedusha involved, so you're more holy and you'll do less bad things, baby.
All right.
And that would be for everyone, not just Ami Haaretz.
That would be for everyone. Yeah.
Everyone has the Shabbos.
We're careful. Remember, what day is George Washington chopped down the cherry tree?
Tony, the Gemara asked a question. Shalom v'chol, shalom. So here's a case like this. Here I'm going to be a chacham, and I'm not going to I'm not going to take off the Maisers from the Demai. I'm going to go an hour or two before Shabbos, and I'll go to the Amaris that I bought that stuff from, and I'll say, tell me, did you take Maisers from this Tefuah? And he'll tell me yes. And I'll say, oh, very good, I don't have to take it. Shabbos is coming, and he has Amos Shabbos, and even though it's not Shabbos, but we'll call it Shabbos, Amos Shabbos, whatever it is. You know, I'll rely on that. So the Gemara says, "Sho'alai b'chol lo yachol b'shabbos." Nothing doing. The Brisa says, "Nothing doing. You can't. You cannot. What's his name? You cannot preempt the heter by doing it too early." That's the Brisa. So the Gemara goes through the two shittas. Man de amar emas shabbos alav nicha. If you hold that the reason why he's believed is because of the emas shabbos. So we understand why you can't believe him, because you asked him. It was Erev Shabbos. He doesn't have the aim at that point. So for Shteitzach, he's not believed. But, Man Dharmam Nei Kavayt Shabbos. But if the reason why you believe him is because of special Heter Als Kavayt Shabbos, Safilu Shalom B'chol Yachom Shabbos, even though we asked him on the weekday, let him eat it on Shabbos. It's Kavayt Shabbos. So Gemara answers. We're on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Loy Amar Ela Shaygeg. The only time you can ask an Amar is we mistakenly did not take off your Maisus on Erev Shabbos. But b'meizin also. But if you on purpose didn't take off the Maisus, no heter. This Nina on Shachal Asron, it says you forgot. Again, our Mishnah, long language of our Mishnah is, right? Second line. We're davka talking about a case where you forgot, not where you did it on purpose. Then the Gemara says, "V'she'eni motznai," if there's no stipulation.
Only one of them. There's
several of them. Yeah, you look on top by the Gemaras. Yeah, "V'she'eni motznai." So this is, you know, this is the stipulation that you make that on Erev Shabbos I say that the food that I'm going to eat on Shabbos, that the Maaser should be on the north side, and that Mitzvah Maaser 1 out of 10 should. You know, the whole. I'm saying there's a formula that exists that's called, the Mar is referring to that as Tanai. Okay, so this is when you don't have a Tanai. In other words, this is a heter of last resort. If there was any kind of conditions that you had made Erev Shabbos that would allow you to eat and take the mitzvahs on Shabbos, you'd have to do those before relying on. There's a heter if you go ahead and you make a condition that what you're going to do, that's one of the heter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because since you did it already, it's like more, all you're doing is kind of like a little bit of a braver type thing.
Okay.
And so we're making in that case. Yeah. Yeah, in footnote 2, he goes and elaborates this about a little bit about it. So he says he's a guest in Sanam Arts' house. So he says over here, the Mishnah teaches that the Chaver should stipulate before Shabbos the necessary Maaser should take place tomorrow, when he served the food and designates the Maaser Rishon Sheni and Shumas Maaser. Okay? So the Maaser actually takes effect on Shabbos, but it takes effect as a result of a prior declaration that took place on Friday, so therefore they're moderate. Okay? So again, this whole heter of asking the Amoritz is only if you don't have this available, but if you have this available, Eichal Tanoi, and then you don't have to rely on the Amharitz. You're not allowed to rely on the Amharitz' testimony. It says, Lo Matzo, Amalei Acher. What if someone else told you? So where it says, Ma Shriyochel HaShe'ilas Chaveiro. What would be the din if someone else asked the Amharitz? In other words, the case is like this. The two of us, I mean, it's going to say, the Gemara is going to say the case. Hey Chavita, what's the case? Lachu Menu Shnei Bnei Yorim Ka'achas. So let's suppose you and I both go to the Amar Aretz and we buy, you know, food from the Amar Aretz. He gives you a pound of flour, he gives me a pound of flour. You go and let's suppose we both forgot to take the Maaser. And now you go to the Amar Aretz on Shabbos and you ask him, Did you take the Maisus? And he says, yes, so you're allowed to believe him. Like we just said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to believe him on Shabbos. So can I avoid having to embarrass myself again, embarrassing him? And I'll rely on, he told you yes, so to me it's also yes. Can I rely on your she'ela for me to eat it without asking him? So Gemara says no.
He has to ask himself.
He has to ask, yeah.
Why?
So it says, I'm going to say it over here. So let me look at it inside. Hey, Chavida, what's the case? Two people bought it at once. One of them asked the question. And Hasheni lo yoichal ad she'aser or ad she yishalenu. The second one can't ask either until he takes the maizus or until he asks him the question himself. Because you don't know. The Amoritz may have taken the maizus from your friend's pile and not from your pile. You don't know whether it came from exactly the same source. You can't make assumptions. Okay?
You mean the pile that they got from the Amoritz?
Yeah, the pile that Haver had gotten the testimony from that it was Mesukan didn't necessarily come from the same group of Tvor that you got. The next thing?
The next one is even if there was the same pile. Even if there were, yeah.
Now, let's suppose one person, right? Now, if one person buys two rounds of food from them at once, and now, then he asked him about one of the two piles, and he told him it was okay. So it says the same thing. You have to be machmer. Hashniya lo yochel ad she'aser ad she'ishalenu. Either you have to take a maaser or ask him. Because, again, ani omer ze'iser v'zol iser. How do you know? Maybe he took maasers from that pile. And the other pile, he didn't. It didn't come all at once. It came in two kakolas. Okay? Hashecha mutzai Shabbos, maaser mizal zeh. Now, this is even better. This here it really gets interesting. So here, right, let's take the case where I bought two Coca-Colas, right? So when I bought the two Coca-Colas, they both had a halacha like demai. Came Shabbos, I asked the Amoritz. The Amoritz told me, pile number one is Mu'usar. Now, Moitze Shabbos comes. What's the din? You can't eat it anymore. Can I take maisers from that Coca-Cola on the other Coca-Cola that I didn't ask him about? The thing is, maybe we said the reason why you can't be miming him, that the fact that you asked him on one doesn't help you for the other, is because maybe he took maisers from that one and didn't take maisers from this one. That's why it was only what the one pile on Shabbos. So now Moitze Shabbos, maybe you have to be machmer. Maybe he, not maybe, but assuming that he told the truth about number one, and you had an isra on number two, so you have minha potter al achiv.
So you mixed it
too
when you take one.
Oh, okay, you're mixing. You know, you're mixing. So the Gemara is telling you a chiddush, bigger chiddush. You don't have to mix anything. Maaser mizel zeh. The Gemara is telling you a chiddush. You can take maasers from one on the other, as if they're both Vani Tevel. I mean, you know, whatever. You don't have to assume any distinctions. Masa Mizalza. Any footnotes here? Yeah. Number 10, he doesn't say too much. Mando Amar may call Shabbos Nicha. So now, if you hold the reason why you believed him was because it's covered Shabbos, so that makes sense. I mean that you can eat him, right? It's because of Kovet Shabbos, so it's very good, because now that there's no more Kovet Shabbos, everything is the same on the same plane. Mandam neish emas Shabbos alav, if the reason is because of the emas Shabbos, lomali maser mizal zeh. Why are you allowed to take maizes from one on the other? The one he said was mu'usar, you have to believe him, right? Okay. All right, wait, I haven't come out yet. Wait. So it says over here.
That's probably
for Chaim. Well, that was for Chaim, right? So the Gemara says that this is unanswered. And the reason why it's unanswered is because they want to tell you that it's the same reason that we said before. I think I heard that there's one person who doesn't have any Shabbos. Is that the reason what they said? I'm trying to remember. Let's see here. Oh, here's an interesting shot over here in footnote in the variant B. Very interesting. There's apparently another way to learn that the Rash apparently he says that the pshat is we're not going on the last Gemara that we just said. We were learning that we're going on the last Gemara where you bought two when you asked them about one. He says no, this is going back on the original din of the Mishnah. That when you buy Paris from the Amaretz, you can ask him, he tells you it's kosher, and you can eat it on Shabbos. When it comes Moitzei Shabbos, you have to take Meiser for that which you ate on Shabbos. That's what it says. At the departure of Shabbos, he ties from this on this. It's not referring to the preceding case. It's referring to the Mishnah's ruling that when the Sabbath ends, it's not enough to separate the tithes from the food that remains. You have to actually separate tithes from the food you already ate on Shabbos.
Kavod Shabbos only lets you eat it, but it doesn't change its status.
So
that's not something you're allowed to do. I'm assuming that's not something you're allowed to do in general. I mean, if I have devil in the house on Shabbos, I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah. So he says over here, you normally cannot retroactively tithe eaten produce. Once you've eaten it, it's done. But they required tithes to be separated from the produce that was eaten on the Sabbath in lieu of the tithes that could not be separated on the Sabbath. Or whatever, that's not really an explanation. But it means the Chachamim only allowed it to a certain extent. I think it probably has something to do with Breira or something. I don't know.
You would have done it, but you can't.
You couldn't do it because it's Shabbos, but you believed it because of Kavod Shabbos, or you had a heter to eat it because of Kavod Shabbos. Now, Moitzei Shabbos, so be Meiser.
Don't we have plenty of cases in Mishnayos where, not Shabbos necessarily, but you have two types of items of produce, and you say, okay, the Meiser is going to be in this part of it, and the Trumas Meiser is going to be over there, and the Meiser Shem is going to be over here. You're not actually doing the Hafracha, you just designated, what's it called, something Mako.
Yes,
but if you're Mishnayos saying you can do this. But what I'm saying, what I'm asking is, I'm assuming that that's also on Shabbos. And again,
after being
Ma'aser.
No, that's Mutter. We just had a person.
Why can't I do that? Meaning, why do I have to get into all of this?
The Gemara said Beferish.
Yeah.
That if you have a T'nai, right? It says B'she'ein lo T'nai, where he doesn't. That's what the previous Gemara. It said B'she'ein imo T'nai. That's what the Gemara said. A little bit higher up on the page, right?
Yeah.
Second line on the page. B'she'ein imo T'nai. Talking about where there you had no conditions set up prior to Shabbos. If you had a condition,
I can't do that on Shabbos. That's what I'm asking.
You can't set that up to begin with on Shabbos. No, of course not. No. Yeah. Okay, Adkan, that's all we're gonna do, I guess, today. Let's see, 1 second. No. There's more, a couple more lines, right? Adkadon, sorry, a little bit more. Adkadon b'she'in lo me'oysa hamid. This, you're allowed to rely on the testimony of Amah Haaretz. That's talking about maybe we don't have that min. In other words, You don't have lemon meringue pie, and you need lemon meringue pie, you know? Filo yeshlo me'oysa min, but what if I had another lemon meringue pie and I want to have two lemon meringue pies?
What?
Are you allowed to, even allowed to do it then? So Mara says, Hayetzer to'ov. Mara says, yes, you're allowed to. Why? Because a person has a Yetzahara for that which is usar. That's the rule.
Matcha.
So we're being matcha, because you're going to get more geshmak.
Like Mayan
Genuvim. Mayan Genuvim Yimtako. It's like all these different things. Everybody understands this line of the Gemara very well. Yeah. Eating food that one desires accords greater honor to the Sabbath. Gra. That's by the way, an interesting thing. You know, in the beginning of Garvei Pesachim, it says a person shouldn't eat Erev Pesach. Why? And Rashbam speaks out over there, Hider Mitzvah. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in that? Because I want to eat something more, that's a Hider Mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah. And Chazal say, if I'm hungry for it, the more I'm hungry for it, the more Hider Mitzvah. How is it Hider Mitzvah? Do you understand it? What's the idea? No, in other words, what's the connection? What's the connection between Hider Mitzvah and my desire, the hungrier I am?
You're controlling your gishmak. You're
satisfying your gishmak. And that satisfaction increases.
Simply, you have a pshat?
Maybe that's pshat stam in Hider Mitzvah, that it causes you to want to do the mitzvah more. You have a nice menorah. You want people to see it. You want to do the mitzvah more. Is that right if I'm saying pshat in Hider Mitzvah in general? You know, we generally understand that.
Sri, you have a pshat?
What was that?
I just want to hear it. Sri, you hear the question? Sri.
By controlling yourself and not having it, you're showing more of a kashivas for it later on.
Yeah, could I?
This is Navardic. This is Navardic trot. Okay, but we see that clearly here. Clearly here, you see the same concept. A person, the more he wants something, the more a kovet Shabbos it is. Very interesting.
If he waits until Shabbos.
Well, that's for sure regarding kovet Shabbos.
So here, kovet Shabbos isn't like, I don't have what to eat. It's not that level.
Well, come to Shabbos, if I see something that's really good in the week, I'm sure it'll Shabbos have it. No.
To Shabbos by having something that's 18
year old. You wait until Shabbos to eat your ice cream.
Right.